Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33, and today is, what is today? Wednesday, that's right. Wednesday, May the 11th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding full schedule for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part three of our three-part series where we're talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory. We're laying the foundation for our introductory series that starts on May the 15th. As you know, we do a auto series, and I usually do one or two a month, and the goal is Christ consciousness. So this series is a culmination of over 20 years of research, over 20 years of reading, 20 years of studying, 20 years of soul searching. I had a consultation earlier today, and I was sharing with a good friend of mine, a good client, like, what's the purpose? What's the end game? You know, this is, people talk about stuff all the time, We are people, and we throw words around, but what is a person? Now, you know the word person doesn't exist inside of the King James Bible. So when you say you are a person, what does that mean? Well, that's a problem. If you're an individual, the word individual does not appear in the King James Bible. You say a human. The word human only appears one time in the Bible, and it refers to a spiritual monster. So I have a book entitled I Am to Human that reveals, explains, enumerates, and simplifies that every term, every activity, every breath, every act that you engage in is probably Luciferian, meaning it was taught to you by the Nephilim, or the Bene HaNakash, or the shiny ones, or entities walking around in dirt suits, or shapeshifters, or jinns, or genies, or modals, or sprites, or a succubus, or an incubus. All of these are terms that most of us are not familiar with. So when I say Christ consciousness, so I have the Christ consciousness metaphysical assembly. Those words represent something that is very profound and is very rare. That's why we're doing a series. So the new series starts on May the 15th. The cost, like all series, is $100. The series comes with a 200-page workbook. The workbook is an additional $25. If you've listened to the last series, the workbook is free. So the cost is $100. If you want the seminar, the 12 hours. Now, you know most series are only 7 hours, sometimes three. So why is it going to take me 12 hours to explain or to go into this ideal of Christ consciousness? Because that is a New Age term. That is not a biblical term. So why would I associate with a New Age term? Because it was stolen from the Old Age or from Judaism. The word Christ, again, as we know, means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So the word Christ represents the messianic anointing, purpose, or position. The word consciousness is your perception, awareness of that position. So if you're not aware, you know, I was talking earlier today, and the thing comes up with a lot of people. One thing I pride myself on is human nature, is I spent my entire life understanding deviant behavior, understanding, you know, psychopaths and sociopaths, understanding criminal behavior, because I saw things as a child. When I saw my mom getting beat by another lady that was the same age, I couldn't, my awareness, my perception, my ability to perceive could not overstand it. It didn't make sense. So when I went to work as I grew up, you know, and then I went, you know, I used to get beat up as a kid, and these older guys that was bigger than me and stronger than me, obviously they was in a better position than me. I didn't understand it. Then I went into the Marine Corps, and I was, you know, went to boot camp. I didn't understand it. Then I went to work in a supermax prison, and I saw men. I saw a part of human behavior, and I didn't understand it. I said, why did you have to chop the body up into 30 pieces? You killed a person. I didn't understand it. So I saw a part of human nature, but guess what scared me? I saw that in myself. I didn't see it out there. The thing that started the journey for me, brothers and sisters, I was licensed in all-day minister while I was still doing the same activities that the people in the supermax prison did, that they was in prison. The only difference between me and them is they got caught. I didn't. So I knew even though I had the form of godliness, I had no power. So I knew that even though I could fool everybody else, I couldn't fool God. And more importantly, when I looked in the mirror, I couldn't fool myself. So I had a problem. Because, see, I'm a very good liar. In fact, I'm a pathological liar. In fact, I can lie with the best of them. I have sociopathic tendencies. I got a psychological pathic tendency. So I have all of these IMP tendencies that I use EMP to become my PIMP. So after all of these years of doing that, and nobody, no matter how many times people lay hands on me, no matter how much oil they slapped beside my head, no matter how many times I turned over chairs and spoke in tongues and shouted, no matter what I did, I went home and the behavior still followed me. So nobody could help me. I wasn't going to do medication because it's pharmakeia, it's sorcery. So I wasn't into that. So I knew something was wrong, but nobody could tell me what. So I went to the scriptures, and I said, Father, you made me. So on January the 1st of 2009, you guys know the story, I asked for death or truth. And then I read Colossians 1:26. Colossians 1:26 says, the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but is now revealed to his saints. I said, I want that mystery. What is the mystery? So then I went and I read about the mystery of the gospel. And from that day to this day and every day for the rest of my days on this planned net, there's a plan that uses a net that captures light being. If you don't understand that plan, you're going to be very frustrated like I was, and you're going to lash out, and you're going to hurt the people that you love the most. So the word mystery means mist story. It's a story of water. Now, I don't know, but since I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack, but I do understand some basic shiznits. The mystery, brothers and sisters, of the gospel, it's a mystery. Why in the hell is it a mystery? What is the mystery of the God spell? What is the mystery of the good spell? See, there's a lot of spells. The Bible says you're going to be a sin. I mean, you're going to be a slave. You're going to be a slave to righteousness, or you're going to be a slave to sin. My question to you is, who are you a slave of? So the mystery of the gospel is revealed, according to Ephesians chapter 3. So Paul says something that is mind-blowing. Paul says in Ephesians 3:7, this gospel that I was made a minister of according to the gift of God's grace. Notice how Paul became enlightened about the mystery of Christ. Let's go back up to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of the Gentiles. So he's a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of the Gentiles. So when I talk about Christ consciousness, what we are going to reveal during this series is Christ in you, the hope of the glory. Now, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. There's over 200 scriptures that tell you to be in Christ. Because Christ is in you. So what does that mean? Let's read what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3. So Ephesians chapter 3 verse 2 says, Paul, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. For when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ. So the mystery was made by revelation. Now, I've done many, many shows. The last series I did, where God says that he's no longer written his laws on tablets of stones or pen and paper any longer, but he's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. That's Christ consciousness. But we got a big problem because the New Age says they got it. The Hindus say they got it. The Buddhists say they got it. Everybody's talking about activating the Kundalini. Everybody's talking about serpentine worship. Everybody is talking about different aspects of this Christ consciousness. Everybody is talking about the, you know, the Egyptian god Ra. They're talking about, you know, this or that. So at the end of the day, how do you ascertain this? Well, we did the show last week where we was talking about Hebrews 6:1, where it says that let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We've already did the show on Chris and Chris. We know the difference. We know whether or not we're an implement or whether or not we have been drugged. So the word christened, where we get the word Christ, it means that there is something that takes place. Like the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what it says in Colossians. Now, Colossians says, which we just read, Colossians 1:26, the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but is now revealed to his saints. So there is something that was hidden that is now revealed. Let's read Colossians 1:27, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, What is this mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, brothers and sisters, this entire 12 hours, we're going to spend 12 hours, I'm going to prove to you biologically, I'm going to prove to you scientifically, I'm going to prove to you metaphysically, I'm going to prove to you scripturally, and I'm going to prove to you esoterically that Christ dwells in you. We're going to read where it says that Christ said that any man that does not believe that Christ came in the flesh is not of God. That's what the Bible says. I'm not making this up. You can look it up for yourself. So if you don't believe that Christ came out, again, I challenge every listener. I've done a 10-hour series on that already. Look up the definition of that word in the Greek. But don't believe the Greek. Look it up in the Hebrew. But don't believe the Hebrew. Look it up in your heart and use your head. It means internal in the Greek. It means interior in the Hebrew. So Paul says something going back to Ephesians, verse 8. Paul says, to me, though I am the very least of all saints, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things. So there is something in God who created all things. So that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. So it is through the church, and the church again comes from the Greek, kirka, where we get the word circle, where we get the word sail. Now I'm gonna break all of this down for all of the, you know, all of the good Bible thumpers out there. It means an outside church. It also means an inside sail. C-E-L-L. Now, you should be asking yourself the same thing that I asked myself. Where is the holies of holies? The Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach or the Pneuma? So anything that you can show me outside, I can show you inside. So as I talked about in the show, The Ark of the Covenant, the Bible stories are metaphors that explain the endocrine system or the endocrine system, the E-N-D-R-O-C-I-R-N. We're going to break down all of this inside this series. Do you do away with the exoteric meaning, the outside meaning? No. The object of the game of baseball is you got to go to first base. When you play baseball, when you hit the ball, do you run directly to second base? No. When you play the game of baseball, do you run directly to third base? No. God is a God of order. The Ark of the Covenant, brothers and sisters, as I talked about, you are the Ark. You don't get the Ark. The Ark is an electrical capacitor. What does that mean? That's what, again, we talked about this inside of the Greek and the Hebrew. We talked about the two cherubims that sit on top of the ark that represents, again, the canals that lead to the eye that it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. How do we communicate with God? How do you communicate with God? What about Matthew 6, 22? The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Let me say that again. Again, my English is not that great. But the Bible says in Matthew 6:22, the light, Jesus is light. He didn't create light. He is light. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, one, the whole body shall be full of light. So if you want to be full of light, you need to have one eye. Everybody talks about the third eye. What's the third eye? Every culture except the West know the third eye is the pituitary gland or the pineal gland. Where did, who was it that wrestled with the angel and the angel touched him? The place where they wrestled with the angel at was called pineal. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's inside the Bible. What does it represent? when the Bible says that the angels go to him, when he asked Lucifer, where did you go? He says, I go to and fro in the earth. What is Jacob's ladder? When the angels are ascending and descending, all through the Bible, it explains it, but we can't see it. So it is so important that it is broken down. My job, again, because, again, I needed help. And I asked God, if you help me, I'll help everybody. Meaning, I'll share anybody that's willing to listen. So you should be asking yourself the same thing that I'm asking myself. Okay, Doc, that sounds great, man. So you mean to tell me the Bible says if thine eye, according to Matthew 6:22, so God is light. Jesus is light. He didn't say he created light. James 3 says that there's a power that's from above. It is first pure. That word first means fast. It means photon. So this is photon physics. So God is light. When God communicates with us, how does he communicate with us? Does God have a voice box? Does God, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. That's what it says in the book of Psalms. Everything in this earth vibrates, it moves. But the God I serve says, be still. If you want to enter into the holies of holies, the Bible says, go into your closet. Well, no man can see you but God. And God will reward you when open. So it is this still, quiet place where you go and you communicate with the big G. And this has to do with the visionary or the vision that when we look through the eyes, what do we see? Well, according to the third eye or the eye of Horus, again, which is the pineal gland and the thalamus. Now, remember, what happens when you get tunnel vision? The pituitary gland, the pineal gland, again, it's where we go into fight or flight. The bottle releases adrenaline and cortisone. They call it adrenochrome. What happens? It is the activation of these two glands that, according to some folk, depending on who you talk to, represents the third eye, which is inside of the human brain. It lines up exactly to what's on the hieroglyphics of the wall. So you should be asking yourself the same question I'm asking myself. So why is that inside of the human brain? Why do you have a reptile brain sitting on top of your spinal cord? You should be asking yourself that question as well. Why do you have a reptile sitting on top of the spiritual antenna? The next question that you should be asking yourself, which we're going to answer during this series, is inside of the DNA, you got four letters. Why does the four letters of your DNA match up exactly with the four letters of the high ship? And the next question you should be asking yourself, why does the four letters of the high ship, the name of God, Yahweh, match up exactly with the four letters of the gospel? And the next question you should be asking yourself is, why does the four letters of the gospel match up with the four sons of Horus? Now, these are all questions that we're going to address and that we're going to answer in this series. And why is your DNA, again, the ladder that it talks about inside of the Bible? We're going to address and we're going to answer that question as well. The next question that you should be asking yourself is that your DNA has a hydrogen or a hydrogen, which is the number one element on the periodic table. That is the missing element, if you want to use that term, or the hydrogen bond that Jesus talks about when he says that I am the light of the world. And there is a hydrogen exchange that ignites the Ark of the Covenant that takes place between the two cherubims that it talks about in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 22. We're going to break that down in the series. So Exodus 25:22 says, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony. So God is telling you he's going to meet you. Something takes place between the ark or on the ark of the covenant. And inside the Ark of the Covenant, we have the Word of God. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the Aaron's rod that budded. So we have all of these elements that are things that are inside of the Ark of the Covenant. What does that mean? We have all of these elements. We have all of these things that are inside of the DNA. What does that mean? We have all of these things that's inside of your body or your temple. And why is it that the temple or the tabernacle that was built in the desert is an exact replicate of the temple or the tabernacle that's inside of the human body? So the first temple was Solomon's temple. The second temple is your body. And why is it that the temple of God matches up exactly with the body or the temple of man? We're going to break that down in a series. So we're going to explain, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify in this series, again, God eternal within the body. That's what the word Yahweh means. The name of God means God eternal within the body. So while you're looking for, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. So why are we looking outside of ourselves? If God is inside of ourselves, according to what God himself said, or according to what the Bible says. So we see that the seven churches represents the seven chakras, which represents the seven stars, which represents the seven angels, which represents the seven days, which represents the seven continents, which represents the seven blood types, which represents the seven dispositions of God types. But we've got to break that all down in the series as well. This is what it talks about with the seven churches and the seven charged stars inside the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1. And so now you need to see with your own eyes. You need to see with your own eyes God within the body. And you need to see how your DNA and how everything that's inside of Scripture is inside of the body. And how this regening process takes place and what it's all about. This is the divine matrix. This is the quote-unquote DNA of God. That is why the devil or the powers that be, everything that happens to you affects you on a DNA level or a cellular level. The kingdom of God is within you. That's what the Bible says. And so everything, chemtrails in the air, what does it do? It affects you on a DNA level. It affects you on a cellular level. Fluoride in the water, it calcifies the pineal gland. It affects you on a DNA. It affects you on a cellular level. All of the music that we hear, why does it have this bass or no beat? It affects you on a DNA level. Everything is designed to affect your DNA because Yahushua came on a DNA rescue mission. Matthew chapter 13 talks about the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that has been given to you, but not to them. So Matthew 13:11 tells me that there is something, there's a mist story. Mist is water. Story, again, has to do with linguistics. It is letters. It is a language. It is something that is communicated. There is something about water that needs to be communicated to you and me. Those are the two witnesses that we're going to break down inside of this series. Now, again, we talked about 1 John 5:8. Again, the series starts on May the 15th. The cost of the series is $100. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation to make the $100 donation to join us in this series. Let me close with the two witnesses, or Jacob and Boaz, or yin and yang, up and down. 1 John 5:7, 1 John 5:8. If you go to Google or your favorite search engine, type in 1 John 5:7. You will find this inside of every new Bible. It says, there are three that testify, period. I would ask you to go to a Bible that was written before 1611, what you will find. You will find this. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. I triple dare any listener listening to me right now to go to any search engine, type in 1 John 5:7. Read it in the New International Version. Read it in the New Living Version. Read it in the English Standard Version. Read it in the New Berean Study Bible. Read it in the New American Standard Bible. Read it in the International Standard Bible. Read it in the Aramaic Bible in plain English. Read it in the New American Standard Bible. All of these new Bibles does not contain 1 John 5:7. All of these new Bibles do not contain the full scripture. It does not contain the three witnesses that are in heaven that keep record: the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Those three have been stricken from 1 John 5:7. Now, after you read 1 John 5:7, read 1 John 5:8. In all of the new Bibles, 1 John 5:8 says, the Spirit, the water, the blood, these three are in agreement. In the King James, it says, there are three that bear witness on earth. Notice there's three witnesses in heaven, and there are three witnesses on earth. The three witnesses on earth, that explains the mist, water, story, language, linguistics. It is a story about water. What are the three witnesses on earth? Spirit, water, and blood. What is the earth primarily made up of? Water. What is the human body primarily made up of? Water. What is water? H2O. During this series, we're going to break down this one element that is missing. That's why everything that you do is designed to pull water out of your body, because somebody knows the secret to the mist story that you don't. Every food that you eat, every show that you watch, they have to keep you dehydrated, because that is the mist story. That is the witness on earth. The book of Hosea says, God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being my priest. The word priest means representative. We can't represent God without H2O. I have an entire book that explains God's distilled water, which is why I drink distilled water. How do we get water on earth? You know that water from earth is evaporated. What does the evaporation process? How does the distillation work? They heat the water up. They evaporate it, and then they condense it, and then you drink it. How do you get water on earth? What is rain? Rain is condensed water. It was heated up. It goes into the clouds. The clouds get full, and they release. What is God's distillation process? Everything that exists in the Bible exists in nature. That's why the Essene Gospel of Peace is not inside the Bible, at least after 1611. What did the Bible consist of before 1611? My brothers and sisters, we have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That's what God employs us to do. During this series, it's going to be a very dangerous series, because we're going to delve into a lot of cellular biology and what we call, or what science calls, histology. That is the greatest story never told. The greatest story never told is the hieroglyphics that are depicted inside of the human anatomy. That's the greatest story never told. Now, all of the members of these secret societies and all of these guys, they all know this stuff, but we don't. It is very, very important that as believers, we do exactly what the Bible says in Hebrews 6, when it tells us to do something first, and then after we do those things, to go on to perfection. The enemy knows that. That's why he wants to limit that. It is our job to understand Yahweh, what that means, God eternal within the body. Join me again. The series starts on May the 15th. Just go to the website. Again, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. The cost of the series is $100. Again, the workbook is free for everybody who attended the last series. No additional cost. If you would like the 200-page workbook, and you did not attend the last series, the cost is $25. Any questions about the series, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, any questions about the upcoming series, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Just call me Brother Will. God bless you. His name is Jehovah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you.
God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.